This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 478, up 1.25. September corn, 475.5, up 1.5. December corn, 475.25, up 1.75. July soybeans, 1515.5, down 3.25. August soybeans, 1445.5, down 2.5. September soybeans, 1320.75, down 6.5. July wheat, 652.5, down 6.75. September wheat, 663.75, down 6.25. December wheat, 682.25, down 6. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon. With light trading on the day before a three-day weekend, technical trading caused soybean values to weaken and corn values to close slightly higher. Wheat harvest weighed in on the wheat prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 1 to 2 cents at 448 to 474. Soybean bids were 2 to 3 cents lower at 1502 to 1530. In central Illinois, grain dealers quoted corn bids up 1 cent at 445 to 475. And soybean bids were down 2 to 3 cents at 1509 to 1543. In the southern part of the state, shell corn was up 1 cent at 457 to 494. Soybean bids down 3 to 4 cents at 1514 to 1545. Wheat bids were down 7 to 12 cents at 615 to 644. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were down 3 cents, 1541 to 1576. The basis unchanged at 25 to 60 over the July. High Pro Soybean Meal on a truck basis was offered at 527.60 to 543.60 per ton. That was up $1.10, with the basis unchanged at 25 to 41 over the July. Illinois Corn Processors Cash Corn Bids were 1 cent higher at 476 to 494, with the basis unchanged at 2 under to 16 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 2 cents at 484 to 487, with the basis 1 higher at 6 to 9 over the July. Soybeans ended down 2 to 3 cents at 1530 to 1535, with the basis unchanged to 1 lower at 14 to 19 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 7 cents lower at 626 to 633, the basis unchanged at 20 to 27 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids up 1 to 4 cents at 505 to 510. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 2 to 3 cents with quotations of 1550 to 1558. Soft wheat closed 7 cents lower at 655 to 663, and Milo ended the day 1 cent higher at 493 to 503. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 435 to 450, and soybeans from 1226 to 1246. In the central part of the state, corn was 435 to 455, soybeans 1224 to 1248. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 432 to 455, and soybeans 1234 to 1266. Soft wheat ranged from 620 to 644. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 136.30, down $1.30. August live cattle, 137.12, down $1.52. October live cattle, 141.15, down $1.52. August feeder cattle, 192.85, down $2.52. September feeder cattle, 194.15, down $2.40. October feeder cattle, 194.10, down $2.40. June lean hogs, 116.85, down 75 cents. July lean hogs, 123.72, down $1.60. August lean hogs, 126.95, down $1.15. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 23rd's afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 69 to 74, 4 to 5 weights 73 to 78, 5 to 6 weights 76 to 80, and 600 pounds and up 79 to 83. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 75 to 79. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,649 head. And now the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction from May 22nd. They had receipts of 292 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 149.50 to 154. Select and choice 143 to 147.50. Choice Holstein steers were 131 to 137. And some high dressing steers brought 142.50. Select and choice Holstein steers 127 to 128. And choice slaughter heifers 149 to 153. Select and choice heifers 148 to 148.75. And select heifers were 129 to 135. On to slaughter cows, they had some premiums, bring 108 to 118, breakers 99 to 104, boners 99 to 104, and leans were 71 to 79. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 141 to 146, and on a dress basis, 230 to 234. Heifers on a live basis traded at 141 to 145, and on a dress basis at 230 to 233. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 252 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $115.06, and that was $1.28 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses $231.98, that was 19 cents higher, with select carcasses at $220.90, and that was 26 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000. Compared to 111,000 last week and 125,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 394,000. That compared to 345,000 last week and 412,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.85. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.83. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.76. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.74. May and June beans delivered to Greenfield, $15.26. May and June beans delivered to Scottville, $15.15. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.27. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.85, corn at Scottville is $4.76, beans at Greenfield are $15.26, beans at Scottville are $15.15, and wheat at Scottville is $6.27. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
and part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit, Illinois. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years. So no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies for your Memorial Day with a chance of showers, high temperatures in the mid-80s, and light southwest winds. For tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, once again a slight chance of showers, highs in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, a day-to-day chance of showers, low temperatures in the mid-60s, highs in the low 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds. The barometric pressure is rising. Partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees. Over the weekend, WSMI weather watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 0.3 inch of rain. A trace recorded by Kyle Schmedeke of Irving. 0.4 inch recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton. And a 0.1 inch here at the Weather Center over the weekend. Once again, 64 degrees on this Memorial Day Monday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
IBEW Local 309, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, has been providing quality, skilled electrical workers for everything from distribution to residential projects since 1902. We pride ourselves on providing the best education and training. Plus, you can earn while you learn. So for a brighter future, choose IBEW Local 309. For more info on apprenticeships or to find approved contractors in your community, log on to IBEW309.org. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. We keep the lights on.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton at Litchfield and by Altman Monitoring Solutions. We'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Now you can be everywhere at once. With Altman Monitoring Solutions video surveillance, you can watch the front drive, the farrowing house, the shop, and the fuel tanks all at once, and you'll have recordings of everything. There are no overhead wires and no digging. You can watch from your phone or computer even when you're not at home. Protect your animals, equipment, and facility. Look for Altman Monitoring Solutions video surveillance on the web. ALTMANMonitoringSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the 2014 Ram 1500, has low financing with great rebates, and we have a nice selection to choose from. We also have one remaining 13 Dodge Avenger loaded, and we're selling below invoice. And the all-new Chrysler Town & Country and Dodge Grand Caravan have 0% for 72 months and a $1,000 rebate. So start this spring off with a brand new Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge vehicle right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and a handshake makes the best deals.
There's been quite a lot of buzz recently involving the greater prairie chicken, a native prairie bird that is now considered endangered. The reason? Government money has been used to fly these birds from Kansas back to Illinois in the hopes of establishing a thriving flock at the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area in Newton. According to a Chicago Tribune article, the figures are as follows. The federal government kicked in over $300,000, the state government kicked in over $100,000, and the Illinois Audubon Society is to contribute $30,000. There were 16 flights to Kansas and back this spring at a cost of over $7,000. I spoke with Tom Clay of the Illinois Audubon Society to highlight the issue at hand.
Well, sure. You know, first of all, I'm smiling because this is when we started this project, we thought, you know, it's a great project, and we know that it still is today. And we had no idea that we were going to get so much attention in the way that we are. Kind of to summarize, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the Illinois Natural History Survey based in Champaign and the Illinois Audubon Society. The three organizations came together and we wrote a grant to the federal government to, in essence, increase the number of greater prairie chickens that are in the state of Illinois. Prairie chickens in Illinois, you know, 150 years ago, they estimate 10 to 14 million prairie chickens were in Illinois' tall grass prairie. The number that we had in our most recent spring count was 62. We counted 62 prairie chickens in Marion and Jasper counties. So they're definitely critically endangered in the state of Illinois. And organizationally, you know, this is something we supported for years to try to bring these birds back. So we write our grant, and we're successful. And what we're doing is we're translocating these chickens from Kansas into southeastern Illinois. We're doing it in a 24-hour period from when they're captured in Kansas and then released in Illinois. The issue that's been in the, you know, the news this week is the fact that we're using a state airplane to bring these birds over. And some people have taken exception with that. And again, I'd say that every dime being spent on this program are dollars that come from folks who are outdoor enthusiasts. You know, Congress created the State Wildlife Grant Program exactly for this purpose. And in Illinois, the hunting and angling dollars that go into license and stamp sales, again, those dollars are intended exactly for this type of work. If we're talking about bald eagles, or we're talking about prairie chickens, or we're talking river otters, or we're talking wild turkey, which we have in those last cases brought those animals back into Illinois, and they're doing very well today. This is the exact same thing, and we're certainly not apologizing for trying to bolster a state endangered species. It is what our mission is. And as for taxpayers, I'm a taxpayer. My income taxes, my sales taxes, my property taxes, all those things that I pay, not one dime of those dollars are going into this project. These are all dollars that are either placed in the fund by outdoors people in the first place or have been designated by Congress to be spent across the nation for conservation purposes. So I know this is plain for a lot of people in terms of the condition of the state of Illinois, and I totally get it. But in this case, I'd like to tell everybody your tax dollars are safe and that this is a good program. It is an absolutely worthy program. The dollars being used for this program are exactly what the dollars were intended to be used for. We should be celebrating it.
But the issue still makes one wonder, why fly birds in from Kansas?
Yeah, the remaining population of viable prairie chickens are in about 10 states to the west of us. Throughout the Great Plains, there are some viable populations of greater prairie chickens. And from a genetic diversity perspective, the birds that are in Kansas probably most closely fit the genetic details of our Illinois birds. So we worked out a deal, a plan with Kansas Fish and Game, where for a period of a few weeks in the spring of this year that just passed us and then the next couple of springs, our plan is to trap 50 females and 50 males each spring for the 3 year, actually 100 for each, I'm sorry. So 50 females and 50 males each spring, adding up to a total of 300 birds over three springs. And we go out on their breeding ground, it's called a lek, early in the morning in Kansas as the sun is coming up, and we have netting material that we use. The birds go on to the lek to breed, and then we, in essence, drop the net on them. We capture the birds. We take them to a veterinarian locally. Blood work is done and feather samples, and we also put some radio telemetry, especially on a number of the hens. And then those birds are carefully packaged into crates, and we put them in a plane from Salina, Kansas, to Effingham, Illinois. And then 24 hours later, they go from on the booming ground in Kansas to on the booming ground in the state of Illinois. And yeah, they truly can say they're not in Kansas anymore 24 hours later when they're in Illinois. So our plan is to minimize the disruption to their breeding activity as much as possible. So in essence, they're on their breeding ground in Kansas on a Tuesday morning, and on Wednesday morning they're on a breeding ground in Illinois. And hopefully, as we speak right now, there's a lot of hens on nests down there on their eggs.
Clay went over why the Illinois Audubon Society believes donating money to this cause is a worthwhile endeavor.
Yeah, like I said, you know, back in the 1850s, 1860s, there were millions of greater prairie chickens in the state of Illinois. And over the years, of course, with, you know, as we've progressed as a species in the state, the amount of grassland habitat in Illinois has gone down significantly. And that's not a shot against the farming industry, because we all have to survive, too. And that is, agribusiness is just as important as anything else. But in the meantime, our grassland birds across Illinois, needless to say, have suffered somewhat. I mean, everything from short-eared owls to northern harriers to bobolinks to meadowlarks. I mean, we've seen a decline in a lot of grassland species. And the greater prairie chicken, it's been significant. There was 121 million acres of tall grass prairie in Illinois back in the 1850s, and that's pretty much gone today. And with the lessening of those acres, of course, we've seen the chicken decline. But we've been working hard for the last 50 years. The Illinois Audubon Society, we've spent over $2 million protecting acreage in southeastern Illinois in the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area Complex. You know, so we've been trying to increase the habitat for a viable population of greater prairie chickens. And they've been hanging on. They've been doing okay. And we've had a couple of natural disasters, so to speak, in the last couple of years between drought, and we had some flooding then, and we had a hailstorm, and we've had just this perfect storm of things happen that have really declined the numbers of the chickens. And like I said, we counted 62 chickens in two counties this last year, and it really, you know, we don't want to say it's like the last great chance for greater prairie chickens to continue to make it in the prairie state, but it's getting close. We've committed $30,000 to this project, and we're fundraising for that. And anybody who wants to help us and restrict money and give a gift to Illinois Audubon, every dime will be spent on this project.
Although Clay may think it's a worthy cause, there are still those who are skeptical about spending money on wild birds as opposed to funneling it into other endeavors to help the state. Tony Trimble is with the Jackson County Farm Bureau, right in the area where the prairie chickens are being flown into.
Our opinion, there's just been problems with it. They don't stay on the sanctuary. That's part of the problem. They wander off. They're killed by coyotes, which is, there's large coyote populations in our area. Landowners think it's rather ironic that we have a state that is broke, spending money to fly birds in, and its program's partially being funded by another grant from the federal government, which is about as broke as the state of Illinois.
The good news, though, although the birds are endangered, they do not pose a nuisance to area farmers once on the ground and in the area.
It doesn't affect them. Most of the ground is either owned by the state of Illinois or by other groups.
To learn more about the endangered prairie chicken, you can go to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website and search for the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.